Good morning or good afternoon. Thank you, Bruce, for the introduction. So in two words, I won't spend too much detail since we are new players. So Technidata is what I would call a traditional LIS vendor. So I'm taking care of the Americas marketplace, meaning North America and South America. And the focus for us is middleware solutions. So today I'm going to speak to you about open solution. So the content of my presentation, I will start with some definition to try to reset the stage, then to talk to you about information management and what we believe are important concepts in information management. Then we'll go into lab challenges. I think this is what you're really interested about. And try to define or to bring you a definition of an open middleware solution. And then finally, as to wrap up, I will provide you with some suggestion. So this is something which has been mentioned several times this morning. So this is the traditional IT definition for middleware, which is really middleware was something in the background to interconnect, to do the plumbing between two different applications. I think Ron mentioned this morning. We are taking now middleware into more of the outworld, into the application form. And I would like to suggest to you this definition, which is that middleware is an information system which is dedicated to the management of the lab test production, and it's based on a reliable and flexible communication engine. Dennis and Michael Winston have suggested a definition which I like actually, which is middleware can be considered the processing hub of the new lab. So as we try to illustrate this definition, so on one side, you have the lab portal or the clinical portal, the HIS and the EMR. So basically, this is all your order entry, your result reporting, your billing. On the other side, you have the automation, the front-end automation in the lab. You have instrumentation, but you have also manual work you need to do. And so middleware would be, if you want this layer, which is really focusing on the result test production in the middle. So another way to display or to illustrate how middleware would fit in the enterprise, so as you can see, you would be on the top. You have all the healthcare enterprise, all the healthcare IT enterprise, the web, the access to the outside world, the LIS, the HIS, the financial, the billing system, and the EMR. Below, you have the manual work, your automation, and your instrument. And again, middleware would be the way to interconnect all the different devices. Now let's move to another definition or suggestion for another definition, which is what do we mean by open system? So by open system, we mean it's a system which allows connectivity and associated interoperability to any manufacturer's devices. So it is a generic solution which is independent of an instrument vendor, an automation vendor, or an LIS vendor. And the way we look at middleware is, for us, middleware is not specific to a lab discipline. It covers all the lab discipline, biochemistry, hematology, we were mentioned today, but also microbiology. The last comment we had is that we see open being an approach and not a classification. The next slide is a definition at the lab information management. So you have your laboratory. You will get the specimen provided from either the ward or from your doctor's office. Then the specimen will be brought to the different instruments. You will get the result. You will validate and start to report to the physician who will be able to access to the result, for instance, on a PDA. So we see that the lab is an information business. You manage information. This is really the added value of the lab, providing that information to the physician. So in this information production process, we see a number of important criteria: the reliability, accessibility to the information, turnaround time. You want to make sure that your tests are available as quickly as possible. But this has to be done at a cost, and so you have production cost involved with that. So all those components are the quality of the production process. But also the lab is a clinical information subsystem. You are part of an enterprise So you need interconnectivity to the outside world thanks to ASTM, HL7 standards, and you need to have an open data system to be able to, a relational database to be able to get the information from your database. So moving on, some concept on information management. So taking the lab information is a, sorry, lab is an information business. First point is the access to the information is a key factor. And we are looking at a push system, so the user is being alerted rather than you need to pull the information. The second thing is you want the important information to be updated in real time. You want all the information on one screen as complete as possible, so you don't want to end up with what we call post-it technology because something is missing. And you need to be able to access to detailed information in a very limited number of clicks. Then we spoke about automation. We speak about automation of instrumentation, but we also need to speak about the automation of the management of the information. And for instance, so you want to automate as much as possible the behavior of the software. If you click, for instance, on a rerun box, you want to see the rerun list automatically. You don't want to have to say to the system, this is what I'm looking for. Navigation, it's important that as you navigate through the system, you won't need to, if you need, you get a phone call from a floor and you need to access to another piece of information, you don't want to lose the screen you were looking at, so you need to be able to navigate and to switch from screen without losing the context. So really what we are looking at is it's like a captain, really a captain in his aircraft. You are really looking at control panel or a dashboard, and you want to have all the information available in front of you. I would like to develop a little bit more real-time and automated, and why we believe real-time is important. So, of course, you have the response time and the friendliness in providing a quick answer to the user. You have a continuous flow rather than batch process. So it's not only important to put the information, but you do it in real time at when the information is needed, not when it's too late or when it's too early. So it is our view that the real-time process allows to produce information where, in some instances, a batch process may produce data only because the batch will be either too early or too late. So it's either before or after an event. Or if you request the information, so you pull the data from the system, it won't be as information being pushed to you by the system. So again, we see that real-time manages and supports really the OLAP workflow and associated tasks. So it asks the verification of test results, so delta checking, panic ranges, and also that you are able to broadcast to really output in real time your reports. Moving on, so the next step was about the lab challenges. So what we see the main challenge for the lab today is how can a lab who has a legacy LIS and is satisfied with a legacy LIS or not willing to face the cost of ownership of a new LIS can access and benefit to new technology. So you may wonder why you want to have access to new technology. Well, one of the issues is there is a constant evolution, advances in instrumentation. We've heard this several times this morning. So instrument vendors are becoming smarter and smarter, providing you with more and more information. So sometimes your legacy LIS is not going to be able to provide you the access to that technology. Other specific issues will be the connectivity, which is intra or extra lab. So you need to communicate, as we said many times this morning, with instrumentation, with automation, the electronic medical record, your clients through the extranet. And you have also digital imaging coming into our world, which we need to interconnect. You have productivity issues. You have fewer trained medical technologists. You have cost pressure that you need to do more with less resources. And so finally, you need also to really benefit from the new, from the lab automation and the newer technologies. So all of that you want to do or you need to do to successfully achieve the total integration and the consolidation within the lab, number one, but more importantly, within the healthcare enterprise. So, an open middleware solution, the attribute we see for such a solution is really one which is focused on lab organization, workflow, and processes. First attribute, I think, which is a fairly obvious one, is the connectivity, the communication piece. The second one is that the solution has to be scalable. Then it has to be comprehensive, and by comprehensive, it means that you have to interconnect to all the devices from all the vendors. You need to cover potentially all the disciplines. It needs to take care of the automated work, but also you have so many manual work you need to take care of, so this has to be taken into account as well. And then it needs to manage patients, orders, but also specimens. Lastly, it's very important, and I think that Anne explains this very well to you, which is to have a real-time rule-based system is really essential. And the reason why it's essential is because really the real time is going to provide you with the flexibility you need in order to cope with the complexity of the lab, which is very complex. So if you go back to the initial illustration I had at the beginning in the definition part, so as an example of connectivity and communication, so of course you have your orders which needs to be distributed to the right automation and to the right instrumentation. Then you have your results from either your status from automation or your result from instrumentation, and you will need to be able to report and to bill. Another example of communication is, so you are going to consolidate the information from a number of instruments. Once you have done this consolidation, you need to be able to distribute that information to the rest of the lab. Another example of communication need is we have discussed mostly about middleware being in a one or single site environment. You have also the need to deploy such a solution in a multi-site configuration where you would have site A with one LIS, site B with a different LIS, and then you need to interconnect really the middleware solution so that they can speak to each other. Scalability, the way we look at the scalability of middleware is you really start from basically one single instrument connection to the LIS. This is now a very common thing to do, obviously, but this is really the low end of the scale. Then you will move into a need for consolidating multiple instruments, multiple workstations. You have then the next level, which would be a work area or work cell. For instance, in this example, this is a work cell for hematology, and I will show to you in more detail in a minute. And then you have the complete lab test production management system. So your software, your solution, needs to be able really to cope with the different needs. Going back to comprehensive solutions, so I mentioned all devices from all the vendors, all the lab disciplines, automated and manual. We spoke a lot about automated today, and patient orders and specimens. So comprehensive, so it's just to show you the number of instrument vendors a LIS company has to deal with every day. So just to show the magnitude, the complexity of instrument connectivity. Multidiscipline, well, as an example, so for instance here you would want to consolidate your biochemistry testing and with immunology. An example here of a complete work area, which would be hematology, but you do both routine and backup. Once you have consolidated your information from your automated instrument, you need to make this information, including, for instance, this scattergram from instrument, available to the manual bench, so where you are going to do your manual diff. So you need to bring that information close to the microscope, and I think someone mentioned this morning you would get rid of paper, and this is certainly a way of doing that. Another example would be a work area specialized for microbiology. Again, you consolidate information, you communicate with instrumentation, and you make this information available to the med techs to complete their work. Another approach of consolidating would be for stat lab. You are going to have instruments from different disciplines. Again, you need and you want to consolidate information and to distribute that information. Here is an example where you would do it from a QC perspective. So you are collecting the QC data from a number of instruments from a number of locations. You consolidate all this QC information, and then you distribute this QC information across the lab, for instance, to QC supervisor so that he can make sure that everything is okay. Manual testing, why we think it's important, I don't think you can really take care of test production without encompassing all the different steps. So for instance, here the you will need to define which of the test panels are going to be performed together. You make those worksheets customizable, and you want to make sure that this is, yes, a manual process, but you are going to automate, for instance, the checking. When you input a result in a worksheet, you are going to automate to make sure that your result is consistent. So you will apply your rule base as well to your manual testing. Specimen management, going back to push technology, you get a tube, you wand the barcode, and you need the system to tell you what you need to do with that specimen. So for instance here, as soon as you read the barcode label, the system will tell you, well, for this specific order, I have a number of panels, and this is where the tube needs to go. So you re-scan the tube a moment later, so the color went from red to green. It will tell you, well, you did those two stations, you have two other stations left. And of course, you consolidate that information, and you have, if you want a global view, high view of the situation for your specimen across the lab. Let's talk a moment about the rule-based system. And so what I would like to do is really to give you some example of what can be done with rule-based system and what the benefits are. It has to be applied in real time for efficiency. I think this was mentioned also earlier today. It has to be easy to use and easy to support, because you need to be able to change your rules yourself. You don't want to have to make a phone call to your vendor to say, well, I need to tweak my rule, and I need your expert to do that. So this has to be done really at the end user level. You need to have a large range of criteria and action, and then you need to be able to use your rule at different place in the system. So an example at request reception. So for instance, here I have a rule which says that if the result of total bilirubin exceed a certain number, or if the serum is icteric, then you replace creatinine A by enzymatic creatinine. So really the benefit is you will really automate, you will make sure that the right method is being selected for the right patient. Another example at request reception is to perform a redundancy check. So for instance, if the test has already, which was performed months ago, was normal, you don't want to repeat that test again. So you are going to decrease really the need for unnecessary tests. You may apply rules at collection management, for instance. So you're going to make sure, based on previous results, for instance, if there is on platelets in this example, you are going to make sure that instead of using the EDTA tube, you may need to use a citrate tube, because there is a potential risk of allergy for the patient. So again, you will maximize your collection. And you, excuse me. Example when it's applied to exception review, so you avoid unnecessary review thanks to the rule. So, for instance, if the patient is diabetic and the result of glucose is higher than the high review limit and not a panic value, then you do not need to review that result. So no review when it's not needed. So you want to make sure you spend the time on the sample which requires really your added value. To finish the presentation, I would like to give you a few examples of a middleware implementation. I tried to pick different scenarios so that you have an idea of what was has been implemented. So here you have an example. This is in the UK. I will not try to pronounce the name of this hospital. This is a Welsh name, so it's probably beyond my capability in any case. So they have an aging LIS, which basically takes care of biochemistry and hematology. Then they needed really a system to facilitate a more streamlined result management process, and they wanted to introduce auto-verification of results. So Here you have middleware speaking to two Bayer instruments. And in the future, it will extend to include point-of-care hematology instrument as well. The interfacing to the LIS is realized thanks to the STM protocol standard. So this is one example. Another example in Canada, instead of consolidating hematology only, here we are looking at consolidating different disciplines. So this is going to be biochemistry, hematology, and micro. And the consolidation is then sent to a Meditech LIS. Another example, which is in a hospital in Toulouse, you have all the labs of the different disciplines. They share the same LIS, but they needed within the biochemistry lab a better response time, and they needed more flexibility for clinical review. So they basically used the middleware to consolidate the chemistry, HbA1c, immuno, blood gas, and STAT chemistry instrument to one system. And then, thanks again to an STM protocol, which is called HPRIM in this instance, they consolidate all to the Molis LIS. This is a little bit more complex. That's why I was speaking about communication, multi-site. So here you have nine different labs. This is a group of private labs. And I think that someone this morning mentioned about the environment changing. So here you have a change in the reimbursement scheme. You have a change in the way lab work. So those nine private labs had to consolidate, and they had to share their technical work. So they ended up having one common LIS, which does the order entry, the result reporting, the billing. And then they needed a solution which was able to communicate with 14 different instruments, spread it across the different labs at different locations. And this is really what middleware does here. This is to consolidate the information from those distributed instruments and then to send a consolidated, validated result to the LIS. As to wrap up, hopefully I'm on time. So I would like to wrap up with a suggestion list, to-do list. So if you go back to the question, which is, should I change my legacy LIS or enhance it with a new middleware solution, how to best cope with the changes? What I think really is the first thing to do is really to perform a detailed analysis of the existing situation, to focus on the processes and workflow. Number one, to collect the data and using some key metrics, some key factors. Then confirm the workflow for routine, but also for exceptions. You always have to deal with exceptions. And then, of course, to look at the bottlenecks. Are you working in real time or batch? Does it make sense? But more importantly, which was well mentioned, I believe, by Anne earlier today, which is what are the issues to be solved? What are the problems to be solved? If you have no problem to solve, of course, then you should not consider looking for a solution. When you look at starting to define solution, I think really you want to look at how you are going to organize your test production. How do you consolidate the workstation, the work cells? What to automate in the decision making? How do you want to optimize your resources, the utilization of your resources and the outcome? So for instance, from a test menu reagent perspective, from a tubes requirement perspective, primary versus secondary samples. How do you want to do for routine and other shifts? And of course, you want to look at a backup, what we call also a degraded mode, what if scenarios, if your system, your routine system is going to be out of work. We suggest to find the right balance between complexity, flexibility, and maintainability. A rule base is a wonderful tool, but I think if you try to do too much with it, well, you are going to define as many rules as you want, but there is one point in time you may not be in a position to maintain all those rules. So we advise you to remain, I think, with realistic goals, reasonable goals, not try to do too much. Then, of course, you want to remain in command and control of the system. So someone has to be in charge and control what's going on. So why to use a middleware solution? What I like to say is middleware is helping filling in the gaps and connecting the dots. So it's really to look at improving the productivity while ensuring and maintaining the necessary quality standard. We are going into a factory model, but we have a high quality standard. We are dealing with healthcare information. You want to make sure that the result is being produced in a cost-effective manner, but within the necessary quality standards. So get more done with less resources. Minimize to an absolute minimum the extra work, the repeats, for instance. And importantly, to be alerted to correct a problem before time has been wasted, reagent has been wasted, or resources have been wasted. So this to increase lab competitiveness, decrease turnaround time, and to decrease the production cost. Lastly, you have access to newer technology, added value functionality, and you offer downtime to your legacy LIS. Thank you.